Dear parents, guardians, resumption of school. We have been busily planning for our resumption of on-site schooling as we welcome back our students in a staggered manner from Monday. Every effort has been made to keep the school day as normal as possible for our students. However, we have needed to alter a number of our school operations. These changes are all made using guidelines from the Department of Education and Training, and are made in an effort to minimise any risk to students and staff. The Chief Medical Officer has stated that it is safe for students to resume school in a planned and managed way. Social distancing measures apply only to adults. However, we are taking some steps to reduce student congestion in busy areas. Key dates: Monday, 25th of May, statewide student free day. There will be no students at school and remote classes will not be conducted. Most staff will be back at school. Tuesday, 26th of May. School resumes for prep, year 1, year 2, year 11, year 12 and students in our specialist setting. Year 10 students studying a VCE or VET subject are invited to join their classes and can remain at school for the day if they are unable to make their way home safely. Students in years 3 to 10 who cannot be supervised at home can attend school. Parents, carers are required to book their children in using the link on our webpage. Friday, 5th of June, professional practice day for staff. Relief teachers will take prep to 2 classes. Some year 11 and 12 classes will run. Students will be informed of this during the week. Classes in our specialist setting are cancelled. Monday, the 8th of June, Queen's Birthday public holiday. No students or staff at school. Tuesday, the 9th of June, students in years 3 to 10 return to full-time schooling. Friday, the 22nd of June, report writing day. No students are required at school. Friday, the 26th of June, last day of term, students dismissed at 2:30 p.m. Student work. Teachers will not be providing work for students at home after their year level has returned to school. The only exception to this will be for students who have health reasons that make them unable to attend school. A medical certificate will be required. Unwell students. All students who are unwell are required to stay home. There can be no exceptions to this rule. Any student who has a cold or runny nose must not come to school. If your child becomes unwell at school and reports to sick bay, you will be required to pick them up as soon as possible. Hygiene. Hand sanitizer is required to be regularly used during the day and specifically before and after using any shared equipment. It will also be available in all classrooms. All school members are required to practice good hand washing. Additional cleaning has been organised and will be performed daily. Student drop-off and pick-up. We will be strictly limiting the number of adults who come on site. All parents, carers of younger children will be required to drop their children off at the car park gate in the morning. Staff members will be there to meet the students and accompany them to their classes. After school, the teachers of Prep to 2 classes will walk their classes to the car park gate in the following order. Prep students walk up to the gate with their class to be dismissed at 3 p.m. Year 1, 2 students walk up to the gate with their class to be dismissed at 3:10 p.m. Where siblings cross over prep to 2, all students in the family will be dismissed at 3 p.m. Bus travellers are collected in the pod prior to other students departing at 3 p.m. and taken to the buses early. Specialist B1, B2 and B3 students are walked to the specialist playground gate near Craigie at staggered intervals. Individual contact will be made with parents' carers regarding the timing of pickups. Parents are asked not to gather in groups at the gate and we will have markers on the front fence indicating the required 1.5 metres for social distancing. Parents are also asked not to gather on or near the bus stop. The pickup for older students will take place from the service road near the bottom crossing in Balaclava Road. All staff car parks will be closed from 2:30 p.m. Additional staff will be on duty at the gates before and after school. breakfast program and canteen. The breakfast program will not be running as normal. Grab-and-go bags will be available from different pods around the school for those children who require them. All food from the canteen must be ordered in advance through the QKR app. No cash will be handled by the canteen. Fruit will still be available for students, but all items will be in individual bags. Sharing of food between students is not permitted. Computers and other devices. We will be limiting the use of shared computer devices. All students who have borrowed a school device are welcome to keep using the loan device until further notice. Families may have the option of purchasing the device, and CSEF money can be used for this purpose. All students who have a laptop or tablet are required to bring it to school charged and ready for use each day. Volunteers. All programs involving volunteers are cancelled until further notice. Lockers. Some lockers in Craigie and Percydale pods will be moved to other areas. Students will be expected to use the outside doors to access classrooms. Assemblies and other school activities. All activities involving large groups of people together in one location are cancelled until further notice. We will hold a virtual assembly at 9 a.m. on Tuesday the 26th of May and again on Tuesday 9th of June. School buses. School buses will all be running as normal, with all passengers required to hand sanitise on entry and exit. Water. Students are required to bring their own water bottles. Arrangements will be made for these bottles to be filled as required. The bubble taps will be turned off. Thank you again for your ongoing cooperation during these challenging times. Your support is greatly appreciated and speaks volumes about the nature of our community. Kindest regards, David.